Hey, welcome back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Michelle Jacob is with us, the head coach of the Michigan Tech soccer team, coming off a sweep 2-1-2-1 at home. Nice way to finish off the regular season at home, right, Coach?
That does feel good. Thank you.
Coach, talk about the two games, the Northwood game. You were able to get up to that 2-1 lead, and all three goals were scored in that first half. Actually, they tied it. We ended up getting the game-winning goal, but all three goals in that first half kind of held on for the win, and real similar in the Saginaw game.
Yeah, you know, I thought the Northwood game, we did a great job in the second half to just keep our composure. I think that's what led us to be able to, finish out that game and win it. So that was a great. We had great goals. Maddie Faust sneaking one in off the corner kick, and then obviously Lexi. She's been great for us all season to get the job done. She is somebody that can come through for us when we need one, and she did it on Friday, and she did it again on Sunday. Sunday we had a great first half. I thought we possessed the ball incredibly well. We were moving it around, creating some opportunities. Second half we were not as fine-tuned, they had a PK, got a goal in on us, but we were able to finish out the game. So obviously a great weekend. It was senior day on Sunday, and great way to have a good day on senior day.
Talk about your five seniors a little bit. You finally, and this is your sixth year in the program. You have some seniors now. There was a few years, obviously, we didn't have any, but you're starting to turn over some classes and seeing players from start to finish. And talk about this group.
Yeah, I have to start out with Janelle Riedel and Jenna Phelps. They've been here the longest. They're fifth-year seniors. And, just their leadership and dedication to the program, I think, is, it's something that's going to, leave us an impact for a long time. They've been great. Jenna, obviously, solid in goal. And Janelle has played a variety of positions for us, offensive mids and forward. And she's just such a, she's probably one of our most composed players. She's got great vision. She's just always there and supporting her teammates. So she's done great. And then we have our three other seniors, Lexi, Haley, and Corinne. And again, all of them have made impacts in different ways. They'll definitely be missed. And, we always say once a Husky, always a Husky. So we're happy that they chose Michigan Tech for their academics and for soccer. And then they've left a positive impact on our team.
Lexi Herwig had 12 goals right now on the season. That's second, I think, in the GLIAC. Did you expect this kind of a season from her?
Yeah, we've been working with her, obviously, for 4 years now, and she's capable. She's got the skill set. She's got the speed. Anybody that watches her, watches one of our games, will notice her right away. We do look to her to produce a lot of goals. Obviously, her and Jackie are top two scorers, and it's nice to see, like this weekend, Maddie sneaking one in. Farkas has had a couple. Janelle's had a couple. I think teams, they know about her, obviously. They, do everything they can to shut her down. And so when she's able to still get a goal in for us, especially when we need one, it's a true testament of her ability.
It's kind of a sign of a good player, right? When the other team knows it's coming and you can still get it done.
Yeah, for sure. And, the thing about her is she's scored off corner kicks. She's scored close range. She's scored some from outside the box, so she's very versatile and just a wonderful person as well.
How about the game against Saginaw Valley State? The first goal of the game, what a shot! Jackie Milke, I think, was from 25 yards out, and she just blasted it right over the top of the goalkeeper.
Yeah, the thing about Jackie is you can't give her an inch because she'll take it and she'll get a shot off. And she had a beauty. She rifled that thing in just outside the box with her left foot. And she's had some great goals for us this season as well. And she typically is somebody who passes the ball for the person that scores them. So she's got a few assists on the year as well.
Well, the big match against Northern this weekend, Coach, talk a little bit about how closely, how even are these teams matchup-wise going into this game on Saturday?
Yeah, they're having a decent season. We're kind of in similar situations at the moment. They have a forward that's very, very good that scores pretty much all their goals, and so we're going to have to look out for her. But, I think our team, if we play our game and just kind of move the ball around and control the tempo of the game, I think that we have the better, a little bit of a edge up. But playing there on Halloween, obviously it's going to be cold. It looks like rain, so it'll be interesting. But just we just need to go there and get it done.
What do you know about playoffs right now, Coach, and in your seeding for the GLIAC tournament? Where do you think you could end up?
You know, this weekend there's a lot of games going on, these final games, so a couple of them actually will impact what happens. And so right now we have a couple ideas. We could potentially be going to Ashland, to Ohio Dominican. So it all depends on what happens this Saturday. So right now I'm not looking too far ahead. We've got to get through Saturday first.
We've seen some high-scoring games this year, Coach. Do you think this will be a defensive game, or will we see some a lot of goals, do you think, between the Huskies and the Wildcats?
You never know. I guess I hope it's high-scoring on our side.
Well, yeah.
you just don't know. I think our games have been, for the most part, pretty close. And so I think, again, they have the ability to score. They've got a great player up top. And so it's all a matter of who can break through the defense.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the sweep over the weekend. And you're one of the very few programs that have to head on the road this weekend, unfortunately. But it's just down the road at Northern Michigan. And, of course, we can't wait to find out if we get a Huskies win. Game time, I think, is at noon on Saturday. Yeah, down at Northern Michigan. We thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks so much, sir.
All right. Michelle Jacob, head coach of the women's soccer program. They'll be down at Northern Michigan. We'll be right back after this on Mix 93 WKMJ with more Huskies Drive Time.